said, I need you. If you don't come, Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. I said, if bring on you, Lord, right down here, Lord. Come on, quiet. Sit on
down here waiting at the river when you come,
Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, Satan.
Satan, don't want me to cross.
No, Lord, Satan, don't want me to cross. I sit
on down here
waiting at the river, will you come, Lord Jesus? Yes, sir, Lord. The reason, Jesus, I said,
you don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue.
How many have I asked the Lord? I know I have to cry sometimes.
Come to my rescue.
Hell high. Yes, sir.
Come,
Lord, have mercy.
My rescue.
They're on my heels.
If you don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come.
If you don't come to my rescue.
So many nights I know the pastor have cried out. Say, Father, I need you now.
You don't
yes,
come
sir.
To my rescue.
He knoweth the Lord didn't come.
If you don't come to my rescue.
He couldn't even wave his hand.
You don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come.
If you don't come to my rescue.
How many ever told the Lord?
You don't come.
You don't come
to my rescue.
I need you right now, Lord.
You don't come to my rescue.
I need you, Jesus.
You don't
yes,
come
sir.
To my rescue.
I can't do nothing without you, Lord.
You don't come to my rescue.
Sometimes this whole body.
You don't
yes, sir. Is racking with pain, Lord.
Don't come to my rescue.
I still got to call your name.
Don't come to my rescue.
Because I know you are healer, Jesus.
Don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come.
Don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you don't come, we'll be lost. If you don't come, I'll be lost. Hallelujah.
Says, if you don't come to my rescue, I can't be found.
You don't.
I'm talking about the self-existing one. If he don't, the one that David said, the Lord is my shepherd. If he don't come, I ain't talking about Buddha now. I'm talking about the creator of all. If he don't come, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Look at somebody say, I will be lost. Glory to God. Come on and give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
We do give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is and was and is to come. Thank him for allowing us to be or to participate in this great celebration today. Amen. And I count it an honor to be here in the Central Heights Freewill Baptist Church today. I said it one time before, and I believe I can say it again, that 1976, might be off just a little bit, but my mom and daddy built the house out here in Central Heights, and I was a young lad. I knew how to preach then, but I won't call. Because my daddy was a preacher. I used to be on the front porch when it was raining, and I would preach. And by me being around it, I kind of picked up some things that I had that went in my ear gate. Like, he's the lily of the valleys.
Yeah.
I ain't studying y'all. Uh-huh. He's the bright and the morning star.
Yeah.
He's the rose of Sharon.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
I learned all that stuff before I actually started reading the Bible. But it sounded so good in my ear gate, I had to repeat it. Come on, somebody. He the source of my life. Don't that sound good? He's the savior of the world. I'm preaching already, ain't I? And you know, Dr. Burnett, this is your day now. I realized that God, there were some things that God had never seen. He'd never seen a sinner that can't be saved. I got you, Jimmy. He never seen a person that's sick that could not be healed. Am I talking right? Lord have mercy. Let me stop, y'all. Let me stop. Y'all gonna get happy. He never seen a case that he couldn't solve. I'm talking about Elohim, the self-existing one, the architect of the earth, the one that created and thought. Because the Bible said that our thoughts are not like his thoughts, and neither are our ways like his ways. Come on, somebody. And then he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, and thoughts of peace. And I don't know where evil come from, but he said there are thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Anybody got any expectations of God today? Oh, Lord have mercy. Wow. God is an awesome God. I tell you, the last 4 months of my life has drastically changed.
because I have made it my purpose, Stevie, to get in the presence of God. I've made it my purpose, Dr. Burnett, to get my spirit man in a place where my flesh can't live. In other words, I'm saying that we as the body of Christ need to develop a relationship with God. Things are happening today, and I know we were raised in certain ways in church, but I have come to the realization that we can't compromise no more. We can't say it's all right. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the way thereof is destruction. And all we see on the news today is what? Well, let me go ahead on. Let me move on. I know we're on a time limit, so let me move on. Psalms 37, 23 reads, the steps of a good man. Look at somebody say, a good man. Are ordered by the Lord. And he delighted in his ways. I want to talk to you this morning from a subject. A good man is hard to find. Look at your neighbor and say, a good man is hard to find. Today we celebrate the dedication and the labor of this anointed man of God. The fortitude God has given him to continue to fight the good fight and the dedicated to stay his course. There are times when life will throw you a curveball. There are times when it will get hard to fight. When your arms are tired of swinging, sometimes it get hard to stand. When your knees are weak from standing, is there anybody here who knows that with God on your side, nothing is impossible? If God be for you, then who can be against you? The scripture says that there's no weapon formed against you that shall prosper. Not that it will not form hostility, will form, but jealousy will rear its head up. People will walk away from you. Sickness will come, but that it will not prosper. The winds of trouble will blow. People will talk about you. And I know you have witnessed this, Dr. Burnett. Friends will walk away. They will criticize you. The ones that started with you will not always be the ones that finish with you. I see, I'm looking across the audience now, and I see some people that are still here, but there should be some people here, but they ain't here. But I believe Dr. Burnett is like Nehemiah and said, I cannot come down from this wall. I am doing a great work. There is a work to be done, and yet after 45 years, look at somebody say 45, and I ain't talking about Donald Trump neither. 45 years of fighting the good fight of faith. Look at somebody say, the good fight of faith. The years of running for Jesus, you have stayed your course. Hallelujah. The great apostle Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is something to be said about staying your course, Dr. Burnett, especially in this microwave society. They want everything quick. Come on here, somebody. We have become, we want everything right now. Everyone who starts this race will not finish the race. Paul, while writing from Rome to the church of Philippi, he said, I press toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said, I press, which means there is something in the way that he had seen that trouble. He had stood before Agrippa and plead his case, had become the enemy, not only to the Jews, but also to the Roman government. He said, I have been locked up because of my faith. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. He said, I went from the top of the world, Lord, have mercy, to the world on top of me. Sometimes I believe, Pastor Burnett, I believe you had the weight of the world on you. Come on, somebody. There is something about being in the press. The Bible says that there was a woman with an issue of blood, and when she heard Jesus had come, she got in the press behind him, and she touched the hem of his garment. There is something about getting in the press. The Bible speaks of a young man who was paralyzed and he could not get to Jesus because the press, so his friends took him to the top of the, come on here, something. Anybody know anything about that, huh? Until they could get him to Jesus. Sometimes you have to tear away some things to hear God. Lord, have mercy. There's something about being in the press that will cause Jesus to take notice of you. I believe this great man of God has had to press through some sleepless nights, through some sick days, through some hurt and tragedy, disappointments, and some pain, and press through tears stained in his eyes. Y'all know it don't take nothing for him to cry. Come on, hear somebody. And there's something, there's nothing wrong with crying. In years of pastoring, they will make you cry. I cried many nights. And he's been pastoring twice as long as I have. Come on, hear somebody. I cried many nights. I cried many days. Lord, have mercy. There have been days when he did not feel like preaching, but he had to preach anyhow. Come on, somebody. Days when he didn't have the strength to pray, but he had to pray anyhow. Lord, have mercy. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. Nights when he had to get up out of his sick bed to go visit the sick in another bed. Days when it looked like the problem was solved only to have it to come back again. But he had to testify today. I believe he will say, God has been good to me. Lord, have mercy. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ought to clap your hands on that one. Y'all ought to put your hands together on that one. Yes, yes. But if he had to testify today, I believe he would say one more time, God has been good to me, and he has been a friend like no other. His grace have kept me. I'm testifying for you, Dr. Burnett. When he couldn't get up and go another step, God lifted him. Come on here, somebody. And when he couldn't lift his head, he was in a ray of sunshine. When my eyes burned with tears, he dried the tears. The songwriter said, when I look back over my life, Lord have mercy, and I think things over, Brother Lewis, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Somebody in here got a testimony today. There's something about being in the press and pressing through. Look at somebody say, you got to press through. That will separate those who don't know from those who know. Those who have not stood in the fire from those who have walked in through the flames. Trouble will separate the weak from the strong. Y'all hear what I'm saying? To be in the press, it is to be under pressure, to be challenged on every turn. Job found himself in the press. He said, for one thing, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. It is in the press, Lord have mercy, that will make you call on the name of Jesus. The press brings power and with perseverance. I tend to believe, like the woman with the issue of blood, that Dr. Burnett said, if I can just get close to you, if I can make it to the house of the Lord and touch Jesus, my everything will be okay. There's something about the preacher. He is learning post-while trouble is pressing you down. He is a listening ear when no one else will listen. Come on. He is a source of encouragement and a pillar in the community. The preacher does not speak like everyone else. You say, I am going through. He says, you are on your way out. You say, I'm sick. He says, this too shall pass. Lord have mercy. You say, I can't make it. The preacher says, well, you are weak. God is strong. The preacher always talking about what God has to say. Someone says what they can't do. The preacher says all things are possible through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Walk with me as we examine this text. Paul says very clearly, how can they hear without a preacher? Contrary to unpopular belief, the preacher is not just a man like you. He is an anointed vessel of God and a messenger from the Most High God. The Bible says that angels are messengers from God. Your pastor is a messenger sent from God to Central Heights. Therefore, he is an angel. He can go in the presence of God. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this good. I want you to catch this here. See, he can go in the presence of God. And when he comes out of the presence of God, he can usher you in what he just come out of. Any man, the woman of God that stands here in the pulpit that can't go in the presence of God and come out of the presence of God and bring his sheep into what he just come out of is a hypocrite. It's a shame that when you can't bring the people in the presence of God, you must understand that God does not set atmospheres. He created the atmospheres. So he created the atmosphere so you could set the atmosphere. That's why we have the invocation, so we can invite God into our presence. Am I talking right in here? Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. This is why. Now, this is just my belief now. This is just my belief. Because sheep don't lead the shepherd. Come on, somebody. The shepherd lead the sheep. Because, see, Lord, have mercy. See, that's why the Bible said we are his people and the sheep of the pasture. See, sheep, Lord, have mercy. They dumb and stupid. Let me dress it up. Can I dress it? I'm going to dress it up. I'm going to dress it up, Dr. Burnett. They're heedless and they're helpless. But Third Timothy said, they're dumb and stupid. Because they don't have no sense of direction. Am I talking right? See, sheep, a wonder. That's why Jesus had to leave the 99. Ain't stunning, y'all. He had to leave the 99 to go get one. I'm almost through, y'all. I'm almost through. But sheep are heedless and they're helpless. All of y'all could be here. And then one sheep can get over there. And he can hear you, bah, bah, but he don't have no sense of direction to get from there to right here. That's why Dr. Burnett had to get his staff, his rod. Come on here. And his staff. And then he had to put it around your neck. No. What the first thing he'll do, he'll poke you. And see if you get the memo. Ain't done, y'all. He'll poke. And see if you hear what he's trying to tell you or trying to get back with the fold. And then if you stubborn, let me talk to these folk back here. If you stubborn, then he'll take that hook and he'll put it around your neck and he'll pull you back over here. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He represents God here in the earth, and he represents God, God's way of doing kingdom business. Can I say that one more time? Let me say that one more time. A lot of churches don't even want to hear that right there. He represents God here on earth, and he represents God in the way of doing kingdom business. Paul makes the point very clear. He says, without a preacher, the church and the saints cannot hear the word of the Lord. Then he writes, except he be sent. In other words, contrary to the unpopular belief, you don't choose the pastor. Your pastor is sent to the saints. The Lord told Jeremiah, before I formed you, listen to this, here it is right here. Here's the proof of it, that he sent them to the saints. He said, before I formed you, I ain't studying y'all, in the belly, I knew thee. In other words, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I had a conversation with you. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Y'all don't believe God could talk to you in the womb. Here it is right here. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I had a conversation with you. I knew you. And before you came out of the womb, guess what he did? He said, I sanctified you. I set you apart. Come on, somebody. And then after I did that, I ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nation. In other words, I put my words in your mouth. Ain't no need of you saying, like Moses, I can't talk. I got a speech impairment. That's what I like about God, because God take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Lord, have mercy. In other words, you are sent here for such a time as this. There was a need of this pastor at this church. God has handcrafted this preacher, this great man of God, for this house. Paul writes to Timothy in the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. He instructs Timothy, and this is what my name is too, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he instructed me back then. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He instructs Timothy to remember the elders of the church. He said, let the elders rule well, be counted worthy of honor. Y'all hear what I just said? A double honor. Now I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't know if you're going to do it or not, but everything you're going to give him, you ought to double it. I said, everything that y'all already got, here it is right here in the Word. Here it is. Everything that y'all already counted, y'all ought to double it. Look at somebody say, double it. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Say, double it. Say it loud. Say, double it. Lord have mercy. Listen now, here it is. He said, the church, he says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. Paul says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the labor is worthy of his reward. In other words, love your pastor. He's worthy of every accolade that you can give him. All y'all ought to clap your hands then. He is worthy of double honor. What you make happen for him, God will make happen for you. Jesus said, whosoever receive a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Hebrews 13:17 says, your pastor watches over your soul as he must give an account for it. Your pastor has to give an account for your soul. He prays, Lord have mercy, when you can't pray. Come on here, y'all. He prays when you can't pray. He fasts when you can't fast. Lord have mercy. He seeks God for you when you are asleep. Thank God for pastors' blessings in his mouth. The record of 1 Kings 17:13 records that the prophet Elijah was sent to a widow woman. Y'all know something about that? Who was in need. She needed a word from the Lord. Is there anybody here who has ever needed a word from the Lord? Yeah. She sat down to her last and couldn't find no way out. But I heard Elijah say that was a word from the Lord that she feed, yeah, the man of God. And watch what God will do for you. Thank God for the preacher. Thank God for the word. Elijah said, the barrel of meal shall not waste. Lord have mercy. Neither shall the curse of the oil fail. In the Lord, he will make a way out of no way. Anybody know anything about that? Lord, I mean, he will say, anybody ever had to wait for the Lord? Yeah, no family, no friend, nowhere to turn to, but God. Anybody ever prayed and waited and nothing ever happened? Yeah, you find yourself like Hezekiah, having to turn your face to the wall, asking the Lord, what have I done wrong? But in the midst of your trouble, there is, come on, somebody, a word from the Lord. He will send a man of God when he get ready to start the human race. He used a man named Adam, Lord have mercy, when he got ready to move his people and give traveling grace. He called a man named Abraham. When he wanted to show his mercy and deliver his people, he called a man named Moses. When he wanted to turn a boy into a king, he called a man named David. I ain't studying y'all. When he needed a preacher, he called a man named Solomon. Yeah, when he needed a weeping prophet, he called a man named Jeremiah. When he wanted to save his people, he sent his only begotten son. Yeah, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys, the sun, Jesus the rock in a weary land, a bridge over troubled water.
the chief shepherd, the great I am, the first and the last, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one that starts our day, the one that ends our day. Yeah, when he got ready, Lord have mercy, to lead his people here at Central Heights, he called Dr. Isaac Burnett. Lord have mercy. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. 45. I ain't talking about Donald Trump neither. 45 years of dedicated labor in the kingdom of the living God, preaching the kingdom of the gospel. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Introducing to you, none other than the shepherd of this house, Pastor Isaac, Dr. Reverend Burnett. Hallelujah!
Be thou steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as you know, your work is not in vain, and your labor is not in vain. We praise God for allowing us to be with you another year. We thank God for everything he continues to do through us for his kingdom's sake. Blessed and highly favored. I want you to know it's not a cliche. But we're blessed because we're here. Highly favored because the Lord gave his son for us. Got friends benefits because we can do something besides just lay down and breathe. But we can work our fingers, move our hands, move our feet. We can hear, we can see. All of those are extras. Because you don't need any of those God named thus far to live. So those are friends benefits, like, you know, the extra perks you get on your job. Okay. Highly favored. Yes. Friends benefits. And we got overflow. If you got more than one meal worth of food in your house, you got overflow. Thank you. Okay. Anything more than what you need right now is an overflow. Hallelujah. When the children was on their way back from Israel, coming from Egypt, God gave them manna in the morning, fowls in the evening. But he told them, don't get no more than you can eat. Everything else was overflow. So you got overflow. Focus on all that you got that you could, it could have been, you do shouldn't have, wouldn't have. Praise God. And so that's what we said. Live in God's overflow and be thankful for his overflow. Okay. Because it could have been the other way around. We praise God for Deacon James. Now, the reason I singled him out, he's the only one left out of the team that God sent to my house to see if I would be interested in serving this church. All the rest of them God has taken home. But Deacon James is still here. And we praise God for him. He's still the same today. As it was back then. God knew what you needed. I didn't know anything about Central Heights other than the revelation we're singing here. And I didn't know that much about it. Hadn't started preaching. And God called me to preach in 75. February 76, I preached my initial sermon. He's had a plan in motion. How swiftly he got me in place so that I could do what he wanted me to do. In 76, I preached my initial sermon in February. During the joint union, we got our preacher's license. Same year. Okay, we didn't give out minister statistics then. We just gave out preacher's license. Then next thing was ordination. In the same year, at the annual conference being held at St. Matthew, went before the board again and got my ordination license. And I was ordained in November. Okay. And started coming here, visiting the church by invitation to preach in February of 77. 1 year later, after I started. And then from there, okay, I was elected pastor in September, installed in October. And here it is 45 years later. Thank God for those who have stayed the course. God sent me here. See, the church thought they were sending the deacons out to look for them pastors. But it was God sending them because God works through people. But we take the credit. But it all belongs to God. To God be the glory. Thank God for the gift that you give and the love that you've shown. Pastor. Oh, he's going over. Yeah. You're a good nail driver. Okay, you got the head every time. There have been some good days. There have been some bad days. But we praise God for every one of the days. Call it when I look around and think about what has been for me. All of my bad days, good days, outweigh my bad days. Hallelujah. 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 So when Ellis Minster said, we stayed the course. There ain't but one way. So no need to try to get me changed. That one way is Christ's way. They didn't always get, they didn't always follow Moses. Didn't always agree with Moses. But Moses was doing what God told him to do. A bunch of them are spread. Same thing here. A bunch had gone spread. All right, but God still got them to the promised land. All right. So we praise God for you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And you can't do a thing about it. You know, it's easier to love people than it is to hate them. Okay? And all the thing we do is by choice. God bless. And when the Lord say, move on, I'll do that too. But he hadn't told me yet. So there's some hills to climb. There's some more valleys to go across. But we can do it together. Hallelujah. God bless and have a smile upon you. Love you.
Special voice, someone wants to talk to you. Deacon Wayne, are you ready?
Good morning, church. To my brother, Pastor Isaac Burnett. I am his sister, Mary. And I have my sister, Gloria, on Zoom. And my husband, Cliff, is with me, too. On behalf of the Burnett family, we would like to thank you for being such a good brother, brother-in-law, and friend. We thank you for the encouragement and always speaking positive to all of us. You're a man that I have never heard say anything bad about anyone. You are truly a good man and a truly a God sent man. I just want you to continue to do God's will. So congratulations to you, and we hope that every happiness will fill this special day. God bless you. And happy anniversary. We love you. Happy anniversary to your family, too.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Pastor.
Happy anniversary, bro. This is Gloria.
I am proud. I've said it several times before. I'm proud
you to be my pastor. The thing that touches me is the life that you live. I don't say a lot, I say a lot of things. But I thank God for you. Because seeing the light helps you when you don't know where to go. And I thank God, that's what you demonstrated in my life. You've been nothing but a blessing to me from the time I joined this church. And I don't know, I'm just thinking, sometimes when I get happy, and I heard Tim say, how much you cry, I get crying. Sometimes I try not to, but I ain't crying because I'm scared. I'm just happy. Thank God for you. Thank God for your family.
Yes.
Sister Burnett and Ken, we thank you for all the things you've done for us and sacrificing. Let Pastor Burnett come here. Because we know that it was a sacrifice for you and your family. And we know, just like all of us, you've been through sickness. You've been through hard times. But yet still, you came and supported us in the way you've done. And I thank God for you. Pastor Vanetta, I echoed this to you a while back before. Don't you quit till he say quit. Don't you go nowhere till he tell you to go somewhere. It ain't got no, it don't make no difference what anybody else say except what God said. And I've seen this in your life. I've seen this thing you said and the thing you've done. And I do appreciate you, how you have blessed me and my family. And that's enough, but thank you.
There's no need of backing down because God is showing up, backing you up. Shake somebody's hand, show yourself friendly, and consider yourselves dismissed.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.